It's Ember Saturday in the third week of Advent. Welcome to today's Advent cast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. From The Sacramentary by Blessed Ildefonso Schuster. The introit of the Mass is taken from the usual psalm, whose theme is heard as a continuous refrain during these days of holy expectation. Come, O Lord, and show us thy face, thou that sittest upon the cherubim. God had already said to Moses and Elias, the two great contemplative minds of the Old Testament, that they would never be able to see him face to face, but that he would show them his glory from behind. This, however, occurred in a religion of fear and servitude, when all worship was but a type of the reality to come. Now, on the other hand, the divine economy of things has changed, and in a little while we, more blessed than the patriarchs and prophets of old, who sighed in vain for the graces imparted to us, shall contemplate the gracious countenance of a newborn infant, breathing forth all love, and laid between two dumb beasts in the straw of a manger. With Mary and Joseph, let us too reverently fix our gaze upon that face, which reflects the splendor of the divine nature and is the express image of the Father's loving kindness. For us, that face, the shining of those eyes, is as a guiding star which, in the ocean of this present life, points us to our true haven. Happy shall we be if, on the day of judgment, we also are able to look with confidence on that divine countenance made human for us, and in his passion disfigured, abused, and defiled with blood and spittle for our sakes. If that face smiles upon us then, the battle of life is won, and heaven's golden gates will open before us for all eternity. From The Church's Year of Grace by Pius Parsh. Who accompanies the King? Besides the angels and saints, there is one who prepares the way and one who blocks the way. The Gospel describes the one who prepares the way. He is John, the foreman over the millions now working on the highway on which Christ will come at Christmas. But the Epistle reveals another character, the sinister, malevolent antagonist, Antichrist. He is not an historical personage. In every age he assumes a different form. Once it was Nero. Today he is the bridge wrecker, the barricade builder. The persons met along the way may be divided into three categories: the indifferent, the hostile, and the responsive. Most of those whom Christ meets prove indifferent. The hostile clench their fists. But there is one, a woman of youthful beauty, yet bearing in her features the marks of suffering, for she has passed through the furnace of affliction. She gathers her children together and goes with joy to meet Christ. Drop down, do ye heavens from above. She chants a song of praise. Blessed are you who walk in the wings of the wind and on the waves of the sea. You are worthy to be praised and glorified forever. She is Holy Mother Church. Now, because the message of the Four Mass assumes objective reality as the action continues, there arises from our hearts the jubilant offertory cry, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, for behold, your King now comes to you.